music from the Yes Songs album. And you and I. It's 25 till 3, 78 degrees. Good afternoon. Occasional cloudiness and cooler this afternoon. Fair and mild tonight and tomorrow. Tomorrow's high should be in the mid-70s, low tonight about 50. And almost no chance of precipitation. Winds are northwesterly at 8 miles an hour if you're doing some sailing or are planning on doing some sailing today. A military court has found sailor Patrick Chenoweth innocent of charges that he sabotaged the aircraft carrier Ranger. The 21-year-old Navy man was charged with throwing a paint scraper and metal bolts into the ship's reduction gears to prevent the carrier from sailing to Vietnam last year. The five-man court-martial board deliberated only 3 hours before returning its verdict after a six-day trial at Treasure Island. It was the first time since World War II that a serviceman has been charged with wartime sabotage. Chenoweth's defense was that we were not at war in Vietnam. Once again, a military court has found sailor Patrick Chenoweth innocent of charges of sabotaging the aircraft carrier Ranger last year. Former Commerce Secretary Maurice Stans told the Senate Watergate Committee that he was not involved in the bugging scandal, and he said he did nothing illegal concerning the more than $45 million he raised to finance President Nixon's re-election campaign. Stans made the comments in an eight-page statement he read this afternoon at the opening of his reluctant testimony to the investigating committee. Stans differed with earlier witnesses when he said he did nothing but collect the money. He said he did not decide how it was spent or keep records of expenditures. He says he handed it all over to other campaign officials and had no direct knowledge of exactly how it was spent, except for what he read in summaries of expense reports. Earlier in the Senate hearings, the treasurer for the Committee for the Re-election of the President, Hugh Sloan, testified that some of the payments he made to committee workers were in fact approved by Stans. Stans tried to get his testimony delayed until after his trial on a New York indictment is completed. He agreed to testify only after he was threatened with a contempt of Congress citation if he both refused to testify and waived his right to invoke the Fifth Amendment. Earlier today, federal judge John Sirica cleared the way for broadcast coverage of the hearings as they move into high gear. Stans is the first major administration witness, and Judge Sirica said he could not forbid broadcast coverage when Jeb Magruder testifies later in the week and John Dean testifies next week. President Nixon is meeting with his top economic advisors apparently for a final review of the new economic measures that he'll reveal in a nationwide broadcast tonight. Administration sources say the president probably will announce a system of selective economic controls rather than a sweeping across-the-board freeze. The White House did not deny the report that the president would make the broadcast tonight, but a spokesman did say the system of controls to be proposed has not been put in final shape. The White House also announced that the president will send to Congress within a week to 10 days his message on energy. This message is expected to outline the president's plans for conserving short supplies of gasoline and electricity. Vice President Agnew today said that the U.S. must work for creation of a completely open world economy if this country is to remain prosperous. Agnew defended an administration trade bill now pending in Congress during an address to a group of businessmen in Michigan. Agnew said the president must have new powers to change tariffs and import quotas to work toward an international economy. The National Football League office says it does not have any specific information on published reports that four star players are involved in illegal drug traffic. In a statement released in New York, the league office said it is, as in the past, ready and willing to help any law enforcement agency which may have information about the allegations. The New York Times said in a copyright story this morning that four players were involved in drug traffic, according to information provided by federal, state, and local authorities. The article did not name any players or the sources of its information. The Times said two of the players are teammates who allegedly were involved in dealing in cocaine as part of a multi-million dollar smuggling operation. It said authorities suspect a third player of helping finance a dealer's involvement with coke, and it said a fourth player allegedly is believed to be connected with substantial quantities of cocaine. NFL security director and former FBI agent Jack Donani put off the report involving the teammates last season, saying it was what he termed a fairy tale. Temperature is 77 degrees. Pretty nice day. 20 minutes till 3 o'clock.
lover was a big old man. He was a farming man. Never spent much time worried about the peoples in the big, big city.
Happy Days. Before that, Annie's Lover. Two songs by Taj Mahal. 78 degrees this afternoon right now. It's about 13 until 3 o'clock. Music by The Temptations from the Masterpiece album. In just a moment. First time to remind you about the Guthrie Theater. Just about 2 weeks, the Guthrie Theater will officially open its 1973 season with two shows alternating in performance. The first one opens June 27th with Peter Michael Goetz playing the title role of Becket in Jean-Henri's powerful drama about King Henry VII of England and his friend Thomas Becket, whom Henry names Archbishop of Canterbury. And there will be preview performances of Becket again this weekend and next weekend with special low preview performance prices. And these are just really fine times to see the Guthrie's production of Becket. Following on the heels of Becket, with an opening on June 28th, is the Guthrie's revival of its hit from last season, Oedipus the King, or Oedipus. Critics agreed last season that this was a memorable production, a show that was visually striking and dramatically moving. That it was. And this year's production will be very similar in its visual aspects, but it will have a new cast, so it'll be a somewhat different interpretation. The performance could be a whole new experience from last year's show. There are only a few performances of Oedipus scheduled for the summer run, so plan now when you want to attend. Once the season opens, tickets will probably go fast. So if you'd like to see Oedipus again this season, or if you'd like to see it for the first time, check out the Guthrie box office this week for your tickets. Remember, those low prices for students and senior citizens are in effect for all performances. $2.75 for a seat that normally costs $4 if you're a student. The Temptations. The song is called Masterpiece. It's new by The Temptations, titled from their most recent album. The Temptations. This is KQRS Golden Valley AM and FM stereo, 78 above.
Guys, you know, some people don't drink Grand Ole Shell's beer because they think drinking a higher price beer is a little classier, but, well, that's not... I mean, we got some really high-class guys who drink Shell's, like, well, right here in the studio, I got Vincent Price and Peter Ustinov, and... Well, they're not going to actually talk because we couldn't pay them anything. But, well, Vincent, how do you feel about Grand Ole Shell's? Vincent is nodding and smacking his lips. Thank you, Vincent. Peter, how about... I see. Peter is indicating that he drinks twice as much Shell's as Vincent does. And, well, there it is, guys. Take it from a couple of classy dudes like Vincent Price. Hey, look, I haven't really got those guys here. Did you know that? I just kind of made that up. But, you know, I bet those guys would like Shell's if they had a chance to try it. I just have that feeling. Have you ever had a feeling like that?
We asked Secretary Cheryl Chandler of San Francisco why she used Johnson's Baby Shampoo.
Cheryl, how long have you been using Johnson's Baby Shampoo?
Well, I started using it when I was about 18. And then I tried other things, and every time I tried something else, I ended up going back to Johnson's.
Welcome home. Do you shampoo your hair very often?
Yes, I do. It has to be shampooed at least 3 times a week. And that's why I started using Johnson's Baby Shampoo. Uh-huh. I wanted to go to something gentle.
Do you really think Johnson's Baby Shampoo is gentle enough for you to use it every day?
I do. No, that's sincere. I do. Like, my hair would probably have a tendency to be dry from washing it that much, and it never gets that way.
Do you like to have your hair touched?
Yeah. Yeah, people, when they feel my hair, they say, gee, your hair feels soft.
How about in terms of looks?
If it's clean, like with baby shampoo, you can see little sparkles in it. It's like sparkly shiny.
Johnson's Baby Shampoo makes your hair feel baby soft. It's gentle enough to use every day.
Indeed. It's 3:05, temperature 78. There's a new Paul McCartney single, something that he composed for the new James Bond film, Live and Let Die.
When you were young and your heart wasn't an open book. You used to say,
Live and Let Die, Paul McCartney. I'm KQ. This is Lighthouse.
Should I work so hard?
Da 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 da.
Back in 64, I was feeling 63. Strangers saw a feeling started creeping over me. It's not the kind of feeling you would easily forget. My hair started burning and my knees began to sweat.
Join in. That was Traffic on KQ. This is George Harrison from the new album. Let me wait too long. George Harrison from the album Living in the Material World.
A specter is haunting America. Blue Oyster Cult.
You can't bake a pie without turning on the oven, man.
The Blue Oyster Cult. Tyranny and Mutation on Columbia Records.
Specially priced at $369 at Humble Sound, 5001 Bryant Avenue South, down in the valley, 7821 Golden Valley Road, and Plug Records, 4130 Lindell Avenue North.
What makes Grain Belt the premium beer? The water's wine, you'll love Grain Belt the premium beer, the water's wine. Why? It's got a taste that's diamond clear. There's no finer, smoother beer. And don't forget, it's been a long time brewing. So you'll love Grain Belt, the premium beer. The water's why, that's why.
The water's why Grain Belt is the premium beer. Water purified 100 years. deep inside the earth 100 years. What makes Grain Belt the premium beer? The water's why.
So you'll love Grain Belt, the premium beer. The water's why, that's why.
You can wash your hair now every night with good old-fashioned every night shampoo. Keep your long hair shining clean, always gentle, never mean. It's the natural way to do it with every night shampoo.
Every night herb, lemon, and balsam shampoos and rainwater soft rinse by Helene Curtis. So gentle, you can use them every night.
Don't you recognize your son?
Things by Rod Stewart, Bad and Ruin, and also Silicone Grown. Temperature is 80, 20 minutes till 4 o'clock. This is from the Eagles album.
And strong as I can be, I know what freedom means to me.
Governor Wendell Anderson today urged Minnesota young people between the ages of 16 and 21 to apply at the nearest state employment service office for one of the 4,000 jobs being made available by state funds. The governor said those who are employed under this program will receive up to 30 hours of work a week for 10 weeks at $1.60 an hour. A total of $1,650,000 has been allocated for the summer program this year. The Minnesota Department of Manpower Services has allocated funds to each county and almost every municipality with a population of 2,500 or more. Apply at the nearest state employment service office. The turnout so far has been very, very small in the Minneapolis special election to determine whether a vote is needed on $15 million projects. In one precinct with the polling place, the Minneapolis City Hall, no one had voted during the first 2 hours this morning. And a sampling of precincts in other sections of the city showed that less than 1% of the city's registered voters had cast their ballots. In a second precinct, only 3 out of almost 1,000 registrants had voted by 9 this morning, and in a third, only 8 of 1,200 citizens had cast their ballots. Polls will be open until 8 tonight. That amendment must receive an approval of 51% of those voting for passage. The 1973 Minnesota State High School baseball tournament starts tomorrow with 4 games being played at Midway Stadium in St. Paul. Blue Earth faces Winona. Benson goes against St. Cloud Apollo in the afternoon games. It's Glencoe versus Bemidji and Park Center against Duluth East in the evening. State High School League officials rate Bemidji, St. Cloud Apollo, and Park Center as the slight pre-tourney favorites. That might be something you'd be interested in doing tomorrow, getting over and seeing those State High School baseball tournament playoffs. It's tomorrow at Midway Stadium in St. Paul. The University of Minnesota Gophers face the only undefeated team left in the College World Series tonight, defending series champion University of Southern California. The Gophers eliminated Georgia Southern from the tourney yesterday 6-2, while USC downed this year's favorite Arizona State last night 3-1. The Sun Devils take on Texas this afternoon. The Gophers will be eliminated from the double elimination playoffs if they lose tonight. Dave Winfield, who homered yesterday as a left fielder, is scheduled to pitch for the Gophers today. And Bert Blyleven, who's won his last five starts with three shutouts in his last four outings, will start on the mound for the Twins tonight when they take on the Milwaukee Brewers at Metropolitan Stadium. Temperature is 80. Skies are fair. Look for fair and mild weather through Wednesday at least. Tomorrow's high should be in the mid-70s, low tonight near 50. Winds are moderate, northwesterly at 12 miles an hour. And skies are fair.